for the tiny fellow. And nevertheless, he wished to try him first, and took a stone in his hand and squeezed it together, so that water dripped out of it.
"Do that likewise," said the giant, "if you have strength."
"Is that all?" said the tailor. "That is child's play with us," and put his hand into his pocket, brought out the soft cheese, and pressed it until the liquid ran out of it. "Faith," said he, "that was a little better, wasn't it?" The giant did not know what to say, and could not believe it of the little man. Then the giant picked up a stone and threw it so high that the eye could scarcely follow it.
"Now, little mite of a man, do that likewise."
"Well thrown," said the tailor. "But after all, the stone came down to earth again. I will throw you one which shall never come back at all." And he put his hand into his pocket, took out the bird, and threw it into the air. The bird, delighted with its liberty, rose, flew away, and did not come back. "How does that shot please you, comrade?" asked the tailor.
"You can certainly throw," said the giant. "But now we will see if you are able to carry anything properly."
He took the little tailor to a mighty oak tree, which lay there felled on the ground, and said,
"If you are strong enough, help me to carry the tree out of the forest."
"Readily," answered the little man. "Take you the trunk on your shoulders, and I will raise up the branches and twigs. After all, they are the heaviest."